Point me in. Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Noral Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't want to introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
I am Samantha Chandler. I help women who are struggling with their fertility. I help them increase their wellness. I help them remove the stressors that are preventing them from being pregnant. And I do that all, obviously, with the end goal of them becoming pregnant in the end.
Okay. Wow. All right. Tell me about that. What does that mean? Like, how can you do that? Is this something like you're doing through talking, exercise, diet? Like, how... where does that even begin?
So I do it actually all through a holistic perspective. That is, I've read a lot of research.
Mm-hmm.
And I have really focused on finding ways that are backed by research that actually increase fertility.
Okay.
So, for example, I have a 14-week program, and I walk them through different topics throughout those 14 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
One of the big ones is mineral balance. Mineral balance is really, really, really huge.
Okay.
Another one has to do with like water and making sure that the water that they're consuming has been filtered properly, because there's actually a lot of different things in the water.
Shout out Gregory Pierre. He'll tell you about that all day long.
Yeah. But yeah, the approach that I take is different than a lot of other people do, because I really think that the body can heal, and I focus on ways to help supporting the body to heal, because I found that it's shocking that there's infertility rates are 1 in 6 people suffer from infertility now.
What?
1 in 6.
Yeah. Wow.
And 40 years ago, it was 1 in 12. So in a 40-year span, we have doubled that, which mm-hmm. is shocking, because we obviously rely on reproduction for our survival.
Yeah.
So that is insanely high, in mm-hmm. my opinion.
Right.
And that means that there's been a really big shift that we've been making that
yeah.
isn't for the better. So
right.
I help women find that balance and find what's blocking them.
Right. So how did you get into this?
Okay, so in 2018, I hurt my knee while I was working.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to see a specialist, and he told me I would never run again, I would never be able to go to the gym again, that I would just have to deal with the constant pain that was in my knee.
Okay.
And that was obviously incredibly devastating to be told.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't going to let that actually be my outlook on life. So I started looking into food and inflammation in the body. And because I wasn't really able to walk when I did, it was painful.
Yeah.
So I couldn't exercise my way out of it, which was what I would have done before.
Right.
I looked into food, and within 3 days of removing gluten, I could walk again. And then within a few months, I was able to go back to work. And it was mind-blowing to me that food yeah. has such a huge impact yeah. on our ability to heal. So that started it. And then in 2020, I became pregnant with my oldest son.
Mm-hmm.
And I was diagnosed with gestational diabetes, but I was also suffering from depression and PTSD
yeah.
and anxiety. And I had a really memorable but very difficult time in the postpartum period, and that led me to a lot of self-reflection and finding ways that I could heal myself.
Yeah.
So I focused really, really heavily on ways to improve myself, where I needed to remove blocks, and then I became pregnant again, and now I'm postpartum, and I had an amazing pregnancy. So I've seen and felt the difference in preparing ourselves for pregnancy
right.
and then what happens when we don't. And it's such a very demanding time on our body. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want other women to be able to experience how good it feels when we're prepared.
Yeah, that's really cool. Because it's a thing. Mm-hmm. Like, my wife, when she went through her pregnancy, like, it was a rough pregnancy. Like, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. Nope. And then, like, pregnancy was, like, childbirth itself is just gnarly. Like, I'm just period. That's just the word.
Actually, no period. You're pregnant.
Yeah, that's right. Like, geez, when you're in there, you're just like, wish I wasn't.
So is the baby.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Like, so that's a thing. But then afterwards, like, that's an emotional dump. That's a traumatic thing. Like, that's for a woman. That's just like, whoosh. And so the emotional voom, 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 and then especially like from a husband's perspective, now you're trying to figure out something that you have no mind, like you can't even put yourself in the mindset of what's going on a day to day. And so you're left kind of like, I don't know how to help and you can read all the books you want and you can try, but like, it's really, like you said, it's you guys and like the preparation that you put into it and afterwards, right? Mm-hmm. So this second time around, like, what are the positives that you're feeling this time that you weren't feeling last time?
So I think that it's a heavy focus on minerals. So
okay.
When we eat food, we eat it for the purpose of nourishment.
Right.
Unless we're eating like a bag of chips. But yeah. How we have evolved is not to eat, you know, processed foods.
Mm-hmm. Speak for yourself. I love a good bag of chips.
I mean... I love chips too, but the, you know, fundamental reason of why we eat is for its nourishment.
Right, I guess so, yes.
And
that would be correct.
Only because I have to.
Yeah, that's right. In theory. Yeah.
And when we actually spend time nourishing ourselves, then it can make a huge, huge difference.
Yeah.
So a lot of people think too that making sure that we have adequate iron levels is really important. Mm-hmm. And I have a different perspective on iron, and it's that if we think back to oxygen, there is iron, there's more iron on Earth than there is oxygen.
Okay.
But do you ever think about whether or not you have enough oxygen?
No.
Do you ever think about whether or not your body can process oxygen?
No.
So we have...
I focus on my breathing a lot, though.
Yes, you can focus on it. Yeah. But we just know that our body is innately capable of processing oxygen and doing what it needs to with it.
Correct.
So with iron, the narrative that a lot of women believe is that we are low in iron. Mm-hmm. And what we really need to focus on is how iron moves through the body. Mm. And iron moves through the body through copper. Copper is... A lot of women believe that they're copper toxic and that we don't want copper, but we do need copper and we need it to move iron. So a big focus of mine is making sure that we're actually balanced there and that we're not dominating on iron. Because if we dominate on iron, that can actually be, infertility can be a result of that.
Right. Mm. That is so interesting. Mm-hmm. Man, that's deep. And so now that you're doing it, how are people finding you?
I find there's two realms of people. Mm-hmm. There are people that really want to believe the narrative that this isn't possible, and that's completely fine. They don't have to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other people that are excited because they believe that their bodies can heal themselves too.
Right.
So... I get really excited about that because I believe in our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's this balance that we can have with the world that we live in now.
Mm-hmm.
And having an informed ability to make decisions on what's best for each one of us.
Mm-hmm.
While also knowing and being more aware of where we came from and how we've evolved over time, because that gives us a lot of insight into kind of like where we need to go now. Because a lot of the time we can think of technology as a good thing,
mm-hmm.
but all of these technological advances are good, but a lot of them, there's prices to pay on our own health.
Yeah.
And so I think that there is a really happy balance that we can find, and I like to provide education to my clients,
mm-hmm.
and so that they can decide what's actually best for them,
mm-hmm.
and they can work with that balance to find it.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what does a meal look like for you?
I don't think I eat anything crazy. I definitely all my meals are gluten-free. Okay. But I would still, like, I still bake goods. I still have treats and stuff like that.
Like, what's a treat?
Like, I bake cakes and muffins and stuff. But there's there's better alternatives that we can make than, so for example, I would use coconut sugar or maple syrup if I was going to add something sweet. Mm-hmm. Versus just white sugar or normal brown sugar.
Right, right, right.
So there's other ways of, like, and dates, too. Dates can be, or honey, they can be ways of sweetening things up. Mm-hmm. But when we go to traditional, like, wheats and things like that,
yeah,
there can actually be iron in those wheats.
So
there's also that, and there's also what most people think of pesticides with Roundup, but it's more accurate to be called a biocide because it kills more than just, say, pests or herbs or anything like that. It kills many, many things.
Yeah.
And that itself is linked to a lot of issues. And actually, in the 1960s, I want to say, is when Roundup became more of a bigger thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so with its introduction, I don't think that there's any coincidence that when we go back 40 years,
Okay.
Pesticide.
That's right.
You guys are just like on it. I'm just like, odd man out here. What the hell's Roundup?
Like, there's quite a few. Everybody that lived in that city has some sort of infertility, cancer, tumors. Like, it's like a terrible thing that, like, screwed up a lot of the world.
Mm.
Yeah.
And, crazy effects on the body because so glyphosate is the main ingredient in it, but there are other chemicals in it, and so what we would use to, you can't actually go and buy it. I think it's been taken out of stores now because they were banned from it.
Oh yeah, it's been out of stores for like a few years now, like because like the FAA or whatever found that it's like extremely toxic to humans.
Yes.
Wow.
But it can still be used by farmers.
Oh, right. Now I'm remembering what this is. Yeah.
So there's, that was a huge point in history when that became being used, and then also the low-fat diet, because when we switch out fats, our cells and our bodies need fat.
Mm.
And so when we go to processed foods or swapping out the fats, then that's an issue too, and that does have an effect on
the planet. Yeah, no doubt.
Because when we're talking about health or energy or fertility, any of those things, there are a few really key things to think about. And a lot of people think of, like, cellular health as being really important, and it is.
Mm-hmm.
But inside of our cells, in just, like, throughout the body, there would be 500 mitochondria, which is a lot in one cell.
That's the powerhouse of the cell.
That's right. That's right, it is.
Okay.
But when we're talking about different parts of the body, so for example, your heart is constantly working.
Mm-hmm.
That has 5,000 mitochondria in it. And when a woman has an egg that is ready for ovulation, that has 600,000 mitochondria in it. So that is really a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And inside of those mitochondria, there's copper.
Right.
So we need copper to help produce energy. So it's kind of looking for that balance. I'm not saying that we need to, like, go deep into overconsumption of it.
Right.
But we have to go back to finding that balance.
Yeah. And everybody's different. Every client that you have, you probably have to, like, tweak it. And, like, it's a personal thing, you know?
It is, yeah.
Well, listen, a few minutes ago, Tanner shook his phone. That means he has his questions ready for his segment called the Max City Minute.
Okay.
But before we get to that segment, we're going to throw to an ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager.
Hi, I'm Carrie Beaton. I make all natural skincare and a variety of herbal remedies. I'm also an artist that works with acrylic on a variety of substrates. To check out all my products and works I have available, you can click on the links below Thank you so much.
And we are back. Thank you, Carrie. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
All righty. Question number one for you today. What is your favorite part of helping bring life into the world?
That it affects future generations.
Question number two. What is one show from your childhood you think your own children would enjoy watching today?
Well, I know that my oldest is really fond of the Teletubbies.
Banger. Oh. Question number three. What is your guilty pleasure snack?
Mini eggs, without a doubt.
That was cool, without a doubt.
Yeah, no.
Pow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Already thinking about it.
Yeah.
Question number four. What is one food some people may be shocked to help find out can help fertility?
Lard and tallow.
And your final question. What is your favorite song to dance to?
Oh, that's hard. I love so many songs. Okay, hang on a second here. It's hard to pick. It's really hard to pick. It would have to be a Shania Twain song.
Feel like a woman?
Probably, yeah, that would be a good one.
Yeah. Those been your five questions.
That's a good one. You really thought about that last one. There was some gravity to your answer.
It's hard.
I know.
One of her songs?
I know. It's tough. We're getting these speakers that we're very excited about.
Well, yeah.
Like, very excited about. They're called PKs. That means nothing to, like, 99% of the world. But they're extremely high-quality speakers.
This is Elliot bragging about being in the 1%.
That's right. That's right. Facts. How you doing? Anyways, we're trying to pick what's the first song you're going to listen to. Mm-hmm. And it is killing me. And like every day, like I'm like to town, I'm like, okay, I got a new one. I'm going to pick this one. This is the song. And then like 3 minutes later, I'm like, no, it's going to be this song. It's hard to pick like the song if you like music. Mm-hmm. How often do you listen to music?
Every day.
In what way?
Like, what do you mean by that?
Do you have ear pods in your ears? Are you listening to it in the car? Do you have a radio?
I do have a radio.
In your house?
Yeah.
You do?
I do.
That's awesome. I say this all the time because, like, we're in marketing. I'm just like, not a lot of people have a radio in their house, like, unless, like, my parents, mm-hmm. who are 70.
Yeah.
Like, and I sometimes wish I did have a radio in the house. Like, you can stream or whatever when other. So you have a radio that picks up, like, all the local radio here.
Yeah.
And you just have that going in your house. Do you listen to local radio or like CBC?
No, local radio, yeah.
Okay.
Because my oldest is 3, and if the TV goes on, then he's just not doing anything at all.
Right.
So if there's music playing, though, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll listen to music, or like I'll listen to it on my phone.
Okay.
But now he wants it to be like his music, so that would be Mario or Spider-Man or Batman would be.
So only just bangers.
Yeah.
I don't see what the problem is.
I'm saying, you took the words out of my mouth.
Yeah.
I'm like, give me that playlist.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So that's what you're listening to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So when I am allowed to listen to my own music,
yeah.
Then I love like a mix of music. I wouldn't say like I like only one specific one.
Okay.
But
so what's your mix?
Geez. Okay, so I definitely like country, for mm-hmm. sure. I like hip-hop and rap. That would definitely be in there. I like to throw in, like, some 90s music, maybe, like, some Counting Crows lately.
Okay.
Just because you haven't heard it in a while.
I know.
To throw in some different ones. But, yeah, if I was going to have anything on, though, like, if I had my choice, mm-hmm. it would be The Office.
Okay.
Love The Office.
Okay.
The Office?
I can't.
Oh, I can't. God, it's so
I know.
Good.
I know. My
wife loves it.
My wife loves it. And she loves the British version too. But like the cringiness, like I can't. I'm just like.
So, that's what makes it. So
I know that. So like I'm one of those people, like for every reason you love The Office, I die inside, which is really unfortunate because there's so many funny clips in that show that I'm just like, I know I would like the overall like theme of the show, but I can't deal with the cringe.
Then you probably like Parks and Rec too, hey?
Yeah, I love Parks and Rec.
Yeah, see, I tried and I was just like, eesh. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think the uncomfortable and yeah. hilarious.
Yeah.
That's what gets me.
My wife loves it too. And the other thing, oh, God darn. We're about to get into a good conversation. I'm going to have it after we stop filming. Tanner tapped his watch. That means we're out of time, though. So sucks to be the people at home. But before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
All right. If you're looking for me, you can find me on Instagram. I'm Wellness and Womb with an underscore at the end. And I help women increase their fertility, and I'd love to help you.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.